We first started working with today's guest in 2018, and their sales have grown tremendously over the years. They completely changed an everyday product by adding new benefits previously not possible. And once successful, they grew the product line to fit into several specific niches. After explaining this exciting product, our guest shares how he specifically built Amazon into a healthy seven-figure business. It's a great interview. I'm sure you'll enjoy.
Are you looking for new ways to make your sales grow? You've tried other podcasts, but they don't seem to know. Harvest the growth potential of your product or service as we share stories and strategies that'll make your competitors nervous. Now, here's the host of the Harvest Growth Podcast, John LeClaire.
Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm really excited to have on with us Todd Rosenbaum. He's the founder of ZeroPix, and you can find it at zero with an X, pix.com, also on Amazon under the same spelling. We're going to dive in and talk about exactly what this product is. I'm really excited. I've been a fan of this product for a long time. This is the latest flavor I just got in the mail a couple of days ago. Fresh in, it's an Arctic Chill flavor of toothpick that is incredible. We're going to, again, dive into the details of the product as we get through this interview, but it's also a really interesting story. So I encourage you to listen, stay with us for the next few minutes, and I'm sure you're going to learn a lot of things from Todd. Todd, welcome to the show.
No, thanks for having me.
So we've known each other for a long time, and it's been fun to watch your journey and see this business really grow. Before we dive into that, you know, the business aspect, let's talk about the product. So can you tell us about ZeroPix? How are they different from other regular, let's call them, or traditional flavored toothpicks that are out there in the market?
Yeah, great question. Everybody has a presumption. They think about toothpick, typically the one they're going to pick up at the restaurant when they're checking out to clean their teeth. I mean, that's the old school, or picture some old cowboy, you know, dangling something in their mouth. But at the end of the day, dental picks have really risen over the years for people, you know, for different functional purposes. In our case, we wanted to deliver function specific ingredients. That's a mouthful, to say the least. We took this novelty and created a reinvention from it. We figured out how to change the structure of it to not only carry flavor, but to put active ingredients in it that could be taken in comparison to a powder or a capsule or a liquid. So recommended daily allowances of vitamins or caffeines or even things for fresh breath. We figured out how to reconstruct the wood with a patented technology and load dosage into it. We went with the toothpick, by the way. I don't ever think we're just toothpick. Of course, it's ZeroPix, short for xerostomia, which is the dry mouth condition, which is the core foundation of everything we want to address in the mouth. But at the end of the day, we're trying to give somebody an alternate device for the active ingredients or fresh breath than something that would be typically on the shelf in a liquid form or a gum form or, you know, some type of an oral ingestion product.
And that's, as I remember, some of the original products were really focused on dry mouth, and they're still called that. But the other, I believe the other flavors all have that same benefit. Is that true?
That is true. Our core technology is to first help anybody that wants to use our toothpicks by additional salivary flow. So if we can increase that experience in the mouth, there's a lot we can do. Dry mouth was obviously the first product. I shouldn't say obviously, it was the first product that we put out there because it's a grand problem in many different sectors. People that are taking medicinal products, in hospitalization on the extreme side, you know, to the basic user with dry mouth or halitosis. Those that are smoking are going to have dry mouth. So there was a lot of reasons for us to start there. So the first thing we wanted to do was increase the salivary flow. And then once we knew we were doing that effectively and efficiently, what else could we do inside of that experience?
And it is incredible. I do want to encourage our audience. Like, I've got one right in front of me. I was chomping on right before this show. The flavor lasts for a very long time. I think most of us are familiar with, there's a kind of a standard red and white packaging for cinnamon toothpicks that have been around for a long time. I mean, decades and decades, and the flavor lasts seconds, right? It just comes and goes. It goes away, and then you've got a regular toothpick after that. This is a completely different experience where the flavor can stay with you. In my experience, for a long time, you know, an hour or more, and you literally, as it starts to get to go away a little bit, chew harder, and it releases more flavor from the inside of the toothpick. And frankly, I've never seen anything else like it. There's never been a toothpick that I've experienced. I've been trying a lot over the years, and it's just a completely different experience. both from a flavor profile, as I mentioned, as well as the nutrients that are delivered. Without getting into too many, I guess, of confidential details, how is the manufacturing different? How, from a big picture perspective, were you able to solve this problem where it's not just coated with a flavor that goes away, but it's truly infused into the wood?
Yeah, no, it's really a great question. And you summed it up pretty well. Our objective was really to create an experience, a long-lasting quality experience. The average toothpick that I mentioned before is typically bamboo, something sourced from China, and does not have a great quality and consistency in the density of the wood or its life, you know, expectancy of what someone might use it for. After all, it's designed as a food article intended for use and discard. In our case, we wanted to make it, you know, more durable. So we use American birch wood, which, if people aren't familiar, that's anytime you go to the doctor and they put that tongue depressor in your mouth. That's American birch wood, harvested in the United States. I would say 99% of the time, or a pretty high statistic like that. So you're getting a good quality wood that drank good water from Mother Earth. So when trees drinking water, best way I'd say it is, everyone knows it's gonna drink straight up. So all that water that was contained inside the wood needed some space. We figured out technologically how to replace that water with function specific ingredients and create a sustainable object or device in this case. So we change the structure, create parking spaces through our technology. And inside of those parking spaces, we can then replace it with active ingredients like caffeine or B12, B6, things that are anything from nootropics to nutraceutical to basic beneficial or adaptogens. And inside of that, it's going to stay. So the old method, people would soak a toothpick. Literally, they'd put them inside of vessels and inside of some terpene flavored cinnamon. It was the oldest one, right? The red hot. And that's what people knew. And it would just sit on the outside of the wood and dry. And once you suck that off the outside, you'd be sucking on wood. In our case, we've pushed it all the way to the inner circle, inside and out, top to bottom. You're going to get that full experience of the flavor and the ingredient throughout the entire experience. And you did point out something really important. Our toothpicks do last. We like to say, just for safety, you know, and people's, you know, caution on how active they're going to be gnawing on it or sucking on it, it will last 20 to 45 minutes, 20 to 25 minutes on a suck and flip. But honestly, I've gone hiking, you know, up Camelback Mountain here in Arizona, and, you know, I've had it in my mouth for a good 2 hours and continued hydration. As long as I'm getting a light bite onto it, it's going to continue to give. It's going to give its long lasting flavor because we don't use any chemicals, any carriers, anything that we don't need to put weird names of products to create sustainability inside of it. We're taking advantage of Mother Nature and trying to give our consumers or users of this device really the best, cleanest experience. And having it for a duration is important. Nobody wants something that they just paid maybe 25 cents retail for that they're going to pick and chew and toss. That's unacceptable. So we wanted to create sustainability, you know, in the experience, you know, and its afterlife.
And you mentioned there are several different types of Zero Picks for different purposes. Can you list maybe some of your best sellers that and what they do beyond dry mouth we talked about?
Sure, it'd be my pleasure. I mean, I grabbed a couple samples here for purposes, but this is one of our key lines, dry mouth, that we mentioned. And this one's designed just for salivary flow, fresh breath. It has what we call our signature tingle. We do something interesting as I'll lift up a few products, is we put a Brazilian extract in. Some people get a little weirded out at first when they have our experience because it's supposed to be unique, but we create a tingle in the mouth. The Brazilian extract does this. If you will, in Brazil, they were using it as the toothache plant. So it creates this little numbing, tingling sensation, but it activates the nerves in the mouth, actually a buccal activity, the cheeks, tongues, and lips to help increase that salivary flow and allow for an intake. So the dry mouth is designed for a flushing feeling. So if somebody's having this experience, they're going to get a lot of increased salivary flow. Where you go to something more function specific, and one of our top sellers is a Quit product. This is great for smokers. As much as I want to help people smoke by giving them a replacement in nicotine, which is actually a program we tried with you guys on in television campaigns, which is a step down to help people do cessation and bring them from higher dosages of intake of nicotine down from a 3-2-1 of milligram dosage. This is strictly B12 and B6. quit smoking is usually in a pretty high failure standpoint. I think we all know. I mean, really in the high 80s, and it's usually the hand to mouth. And that's what the toothpick really helps with. So focus and clarity. And this is a mountain berry flavor, one of our top sellers in our Quit line. And this is one of our favorite products really to put out there because we know we're helping a lot of people. We get a massive amount of responses. This is really one of our favorite products. So it has no nicotine. This is actually our Quit. It's a cessation replacement. And, you know, we have a lot of fun with that. And our more exciting ones, you know, for a different audience, is we cover a lot of demographics, energy. This would be your 5-hour energy competitor. We only boost you up for 45 minutes to an hour, 15 milligrams of pure caffeine straight into the bloodstream. No fancy other 52 milliliters of juice. Has a lot of stuff in there that you can read the label, and there's like 30 ingredients. This has 5, and it's natural, and you're not going to get that niacin burn in the back of the neck. And this hits another major audience, you know, for appeal out there. Brings us into that 18 to 25, people looking to extend, whether they're studying, students and work, things like that. And then from there, we just have lots of fun. We just recently came out with a sours line. We have a candies line. And these are for a completely different age demographic. And this is your sugar replacement because we're gluten-free, vegan-friendly, but more importantly, sugar-free. So we're able to do this with natural sweeteners and create a fun experience. And the flavors are crazy. I mean, this is a new one we're coming out with, and I'm holding this tiramisu. If you go to a restaurant and you want to go to an old school Italian restaurant and you've dipped a spoon through that beautiful cake of and that really rummy little feeling and vanilla ice cream kind of built it. I mean, it hits home. This is what we do. We create amazing flavors and experientials. Sour green apple. You want that burst of like a runs, you know, without having to have all that chew and digestive issues, fun things like that. So we try to cover a bunch of different gamuts. I mean, this holiday, we're coming out with a gingerbread. You know, we want to hit all the demographics. Believe it or not, we have a huge female audience. We're close to 56% female audience. So we know that it's no longer offensive, I guess, to have a toothpick hanging or dangling out of your mouth. You're not trying to be, you know, like a straw, you know, the old straw thing, like I mentioned, the cowboy, which is a great audience. But, you know, we want to cater to, you know, to all demographics, male and female and across age demographics. And we do that by having functional product lines. We have a wellness line for joint health, rest and relaxation, brain boost with nootropics like Bacopa and Huperzine, because we can do crazy things. You mentioned I mentioned dosage. We could put 90 milligrams into a single toothpick. That's incredible. It's never been done in history to change the structure of wood. So imagine if I put that into a different shape embodiment, like a tongue depressor. I can give a 9 or a 12-year-old a cherry or grape tasting experience when the doctor's saying, and the kid's like, gagging, but they're going to be tasting grape. And if we went through clinical trials for some FDA approvals, we could put active ingredients like Tylenol and ibuprofen into a toothpick. It's really that functional. But for now, we stick with a bunch of different product categories that we think that are beneficial to the consumers to have an alternative delivery device for that caffeine or for that quit smoking cessation opportunity. So I don't really have a favorite. We cover everything you can imagine, from lemongrass lime to cotton candy, from pina colada to sour grape. It's really a really interesting and fun experience for us to continue to create new flavors. I mean, we're even thinking about doing crazy stuff in the fall, like flaming hot, you know, type comparatives, because it seems like you can have every flavor in a chip. I was just at the store the other day and saw Doritos was doing ketchup and mustard flavored Doritos.
Yeah.
Not that I'm jumping on board and going that far yet, but we have made Arnold Palmer flavors, you know, under licensing deal experiences for clients. And, you know, it's pretty unlimited.
I've got to say, you know, I've been using these for a long time. A couple of things that jump out to me, and as I've talked with other people, as I've shared ZeroPix over the years, it feels like everybody has a different use for it. That's what I love about it, is there's so much variety in even how you use it, not just the flavors, but really the purpose behind it. So for me, I love the fact that, as you mentioned, the dry mouth, or, you know, really making your mouth water. So I learned years ago from somebody in the TV industry that has been on camera for thousands of hours. He would always pop in those Listerine strips you put in your mouth to kind of water your mouth right before you go on the air. And I did it. I followed suit. And like before podcasts like this, I'm not you know, chomping at the bit with dry mouth as I talk too much. Man, these toothpicks are so much better, right? It's amazing for 10, 20 minutes before getting on a podcast or a long phone call or whatever. For me, it's been great to really like water my mouth and with a great flavor that you really enjoy, as opposed to, you know, that kind of strong Listerine type flavor. But you mentioned the dessert replacement too. One of the things I love about that aspect is I love desserts. I'm a sweet guy. I love all unhealthy foods, unfortunately, right? But part of the issue with desserts is you enjoy them and you're done, right? Couple bites, you're done. Ice cream, cookies, whatever it might be. What I love about your sweet lines and really all the products that kind of can almost replace a dessert, similar to smoking, as you talked about, it just kind of gives you great flavor for an extended period of time with, you know, no calorie inducement or added or whatever. So those are the big benefits that I found personally for me. I want to jump in though and talk about the business now. So this has been a great success for you and really grown over the years. And a lot of your success today is on Amazon, that you've been growing great, had strong sales there. What do you think is really driven specifically on Amazon a lot of your sales growth?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I mean, in that world, there are so many different metrics that are available to you. And as the average business owner, it's overwhelming. And it is a full-time job for more than one person. For us, we're in 17 marketplaces globally with almost the near 90 SKUs that I've mentioned. So not only are you trying to maintain, you know, those libraries, you've got to do it in languages and pricing and then figure out how to appeal to each of those consumers in each of those markets and each of those product categories. We own the toothpick space is how I would say it, which sounds great, but it's such a big world out there and consumer play a primary business model like Amazon. We have to be more creative. So we try to find, I have mentioned alternative delivery device a couple of times, you know, in some of my answers. That's really the angle that we're playing. Can we give people an alternative? And in taking energy as an example and taking caffeine, you know, it can be done in gum and powder and liquid. We want to be, you know, give a different alternative. I'll use it for working out. I think it's great for hydration. I think I'm thirsty. I really haven't broke a great sweat yet. I mentioned I did it when hiking. So I find it great there for, as you mentioned, that continued salivary flow. So I have to use those kinds of keywords and understand the metrics inside of that space. Can I afford to advertise and market to consumers to play with somebody like a Fiverr Energy at a $2 to $3 per click, you know, attraction? It's expensive. So it's not for everybody's game to get into. For us, it's a daily learning curve. You know, every time that we want to make a shift and try to feel like we can expand, you know, the reach of sales by using those tools. So predominantly, we can go for the most obvious things. We sell toothpicks, flavored toothpicks, cinnamon toothpicks, all the things that people would think about if they're going to type something into a search bar, whether it's in Google or in Amazon to get back to us. It's really the other thing that's a constant, you know, a constant goal and objective to try to figure out. And we're always seeking some things that are a little bit easier, you know, you'd think of like quit smoking. That's a really easy keyword to put in. And, you know, and for us to compete and give somebody an alternative. We can't sell nicotine on Amazon. You know, to do those things, you have to be highly competitive. And, you know, I mean, the funding is a completely different animal when you're trying to compete with the cessation companies or the tobacco companies of the world. Believe me, we've tried. We tried to jump into clinical trials, and it's a big boys game to get into over-the-counter certificates that are required to sell nicotine. And that would be a game changer. But for us, I mean, the tools are simple. They're usually inside the marketplace that we're looking to, you know, to participate in. Once you go outside of there, you need experts like yourself to be able to, you know, try to find reach and extend to those channels or those avenues that we want to be in.
I think you raised a good example of a way for listeners to think about their businesses, right? Where the easy road for you is to think about, when you think about search terms, whether it's an Amazon or any other marketing platform, it's a replacement for other toothpicks, but it's so much more than that. That's part of it. That's part of the success. That's part of the story. But like you mentioned, energy, for example, right? Realizing that our competitors are not always the ones that look like us, right? Like our products, they might be who else are you replacing with your product beyond the obvious? So for you, it's flavored toothpicks or regular toothpicks or reusable toothpicks or whatever it might be. but it can be so much more than that. And so you've done a great job of figuring that out. That's helped your business to grow. And I'd encourage your audience to do something similar to look, okay, what else am I replacing? What other, you know, nearby competitors that may compete not in form, but in benefit, right? That they're making the same claims or benefit claims that we're making with our own business.
Well, you mentioned candy as a great example. For me, I loved gum when I was younger. I'd chew it and swallow it. I mean, bad advice. Don't do that, right? I mean, I don't know the old thing, 7 years in the belly or whatever they say. But, you know, for me, the candies line was a creation out of necessity. The xanthan inside of gum would in today's world, everything, I get indigestion from everything. It seems like that just might be age, but xanthan inside of gum that does that. So it wasn't just the zero calorie, which was a major factor, and the replacement of sugar, which was the top of the list. It was how I was going to feel after that experience. So the dessert line was the same thing. Don't get me wrong. I want a tiramisu. I want a gelato with some Ghirardelli chocolate syrup at 10 o'clock before I go to bed. But if I could suck on something and create an appetite suppressant, if you will, and I'm not suggesting that is the alternative for arsen use. It does work because when you're creating additional saliva, your body, if you think you're thirsty or you're hungry, you're getting a replacement. So for us to target those audiences and give those kinds of appeal, it's very rewarding. But as an entrepreneur, you have to be creative. We've had a difficult time. I will tell you for your listeners and for people that are out there, it's very easy to think traditionally in your business and inside your lane. People say, stay in your lane, stay focused. That's great. But we live in such a different time and different world right now that you have to think outside that box of how you're going to get sales back to you. Different sales channels is probably the most obvious for us. Outside of an Amazon, we can go after Walmart. What is it? 3-5% of market sales. We have that. Etsy's. We can jump onto the Kroger's or the Home Depot's or the Mercado Libre's of South America. And, you know, but you're looking at incremental sales in comparison to Amazon. They're nice to have. They're also expensive to maintain. You need another set of inventory. You need another person to manage it. Managing those sectors is just as expensive as one that has 100 opportunities. They really have the same cost. So you have to be focused in that. So when we look at one of those product lines, each product line, and we're in 7 different categories that retailers, if we had to deal with retailers directly, like a Walgreens of the world, we'd be dealing with at least 7 different buyers. That's impossible in today's world. It's hard to have a relationship with one, let alone 6. And we have a great product for retail. It's an easy grab and go. It would make sense at a counter or a register. It's just not the world that I'm interested in living in. I like the direct-to-consumer play. It gives us a ton of information about our consumers. And if we pay attention to it and we use those tools, you know, it does and it should, you know, help continue to grow the business. So we have to pay attention to those little things.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely. Well, Todd, are there any other resources that have been helpful maybe to your business that you'd recommend for our audience that might help them in their journeys as well?
You know, I give a lot of our success attributes to our team, you know, and our customers. We listen and we try to use that. I would tell you that there was a book out there, or there's a resource, or there's a YouTube channel. There's tons of that stuff and great podcasts. And if you're a good listener and you find things, I'm going to say it's the people around me. You know, I've got my kids not kids anymore. They're young adults, are in social media. So paying attention to those trends at my age is important. I can simply overlook them. And if I was just paying attention to the traditional outlets that I named, like socials or books or feeds, I'd really have to be on top of the current thing. So paying attention to where there's movement is really at the top of my list. Paying attention to our team, you know, and listening to what everybody says is important. And that's part of my leadership role, is trying to make sure that I'm hearing them. What are great flavors? What are great lines? This is one of our partners and graphic designers, the Sours. He was the last one in the company to create a line. Kept saying to me, hey, I want to create something. I'm going to do Sours. And after 6 months, I'm begging him to do Sours. We put this out there, and it was an 8% increase in sales over the first 30 days. And it wasn't like we were late on the game. You know, it's just another product offering, but it came from inside. It came from, you know, everybody's going to have a different perspective on things. Like I mentioned, maybe we'll do not Flaming Hot because that's a trademark name, but maybe we'll go into that category because it seems like such a hot space when you look at consumers and how they're paying attention to those things. I'm a little grossed out by a mustard or a ketchup Dorito, but it's obviously trending enough that they put some dollars to it. Earlier, you mentioned the mouth strip. I mean, that mouth strip's been around forever. It wasn't a hugely successful product, but it's maintained sustainability throughout the years of still being available. Got picked up in other spaces like cannabis. It became, you know, an attempted at CBD offerings. And, you know, it's still a viable tool, but you have to listen to the marketplace would be my answer.
I love how you talked about listening to the marketplace, but also listening to family, friends, employees, those around you. To be honest, I've asked that question to a lot of our guests over the years. I haven't heard that response before, but I love it. I think it's so important to expand our vision beyond ourselves, right? So we can learn a lot from podcasts, from websites, as you mentioned, from experts around us, but there's circles we're not going to play in that we don't have interest in personally, right? But our family, our friends, our employees will, and it'll expand our vision. So I try to do that as well. I've never put it in words though. So I love that. That's a great way to put it. Well, is there anything else, Todd, that I didn't ask that you think could be helpful for our audience?
I mean, I think we're pretty extensive on what we covered. You know, I could definitely bore you with details and technicalities about how cool the toothpick is. I mean, it's a fun, novel reinvention, you know, as I mentioned. So, you know, we just hope that people, you know, are continuing to experience, you know, our product in a positive manner, and, you know, and we can touch people for, you know, for whatever effects are in our product categories, that we can help them. That's really sounds odd. We're making toothpicks. I mean, first of all, we're talking about toothpicks. You know, it's a silly conversation just in itself, but we get off on helping people, and, you know, and our wellness lines and our quit smoking lines are key. And so we're just fighting the fight every day to try to expand that product category, make it a niche. You know, at first we didn't really understand brand. I would say for your listeners, how important brand is. Our relationship started as a brand experience, and we were young, you know, and learning, and people relate to things. So, you know, my takeaway is you have to have a relationship with a product. So if you're out there selling something, understand the relationship that the product, you know, may have to the consumer that makes it a necessity. And hopefully that turns into some type of an ROI that keeps it going and keeps the idea thriving.
Well said. Well, I do encourage our audience. It really is a product you have to experience, but start off by checking out the website, zeropicks.com with an X. So zeropicks.com. For those of you who might be driving while you're listening, all of this is in the show notes. So go afterwards. You can see it at harvestgrowthpodcast.com. Get all the details. Todd's been nice enough to give a promo code to our listeners as well. So if you use the promo code on the website, harvestgrowth as one word, all lowercase, you get a 20% discount off of the purchase of any Zeropicks product as well. And of course, you can also find the product line on Amazon. So I encourage everyone to please at least check it out. It's an amazing product where Todd has truly reinvented something that's been around for a long time. And now it's a completely different experience and really a different purpose for toothpicks compared to the old fashioned way of that they've always been for so many years. Well, Todd, thank you again for joining the show. This has been a lot of fun.
Oh, great to see you, my friend. It's certainly a pleasure.
For the listeners, be sure to check out zeropicks.com, zeropicks.com. And be sure to check out harvestgrowth.com to see other episodes we've recorded. And if you'd like to take a shortcut and learn the process that we've used to profitably launch and grow hundreds of products and businesses since 2007, download our secret sauce product marketing campaign cheat sheet at harvestgrowthsecretsauce.com. Or go to our website, harvestgrowth.com, and you can set up an appointment right from our website to speak directly with a member of the Harvest Growth team in a free one-on-one conversation.